Sending you a lot of love, Kevin.
Thank you. Thank you all. It was very peaceful, so I feel way better. Thanks.
Yeah. Peace. Peace in our hearts. One of those like yummy ones where it's like, well, we could. Is there really anything to say?
Yeah, we can go back and skip the talk. And then, I mean, we go back for the next 20-ish.
Never mind the sharing. Let's just meditate more.
Yep.
We could do that sometimes. We could like kind of have like a sustained at least 15 minutes of like pure silence and just all together in the field. You know, because like I just keeps coming in. I keep talking, but it's good to practice the silent meditation as well. Yeah, you know it's good when you're like, there's no need to say anything. We can just go right back in there.
I can
What do you
say that
think?
it was beautiful when you said, like, this is what I saw though. That we are here and now, reconnecting the wounds through the star and putting back light and love into it. And this is what we all living and doing and experiencing, and this is what life wants, the universe or the source or whatever wants. And now this is what I felt when you said that. Yeah, and I was thinking about my beautiful salad that I'm gonna do after that. I'm so starving. I'm out of the gym, so this was so perfect that I didn't eat before, because it was really, really, really cosmic, really like peaceful and necessary that we're doing this today. Like in the energy, yeah.
Awesome. Yeah,
She
like I like to
said,
meditate. I like to meditate like on an empty stomach too. Like it's the eating is after. That way there's, I don't know, there's like just more room somehow or space. I don't know. Yeah, that wow. It's like I kind of had an idea of what I wanted to do, but that idea of reconnecting the core wound to the core star, like was just like, oof. Yeah. I think we're gonna do more of that. Which makes sense. Isn't that what any wound needs, really? Is to reconnect to the light? We can just go right back in for another 10 minutes. I don't have an issue with that at all. Unless anyone wants to share, we can also just enjoy the silence together. And when someone unmutes themselves, then we enjoy what they have to say in the silence as well. Oh yeah. Oof. Deep presence and stillness.
Thank you. Have a lot of better night. I will think or dream or whatever. So I wish you all a very good evening.
Keep the peace. Restons enveloppés par la paix.
I feel it more like a peace, like since we started, like
good. That's how you know that doing this work in meditation is so rich. It's like such a deep gift to give ourselves. It's like expanding into the witness of any of the drama, any of the things going on, and just being able to be what holds that light for all, everything in us. Yeah, it's pretty deep stuff. So what do you think? Do I just say goodnight and hang up? Are we all down for just ending in silence? I'm okay with it.
Well, I do want to say something. It just kind of came in right now because I was trying to find words to describe what I was feeling towards the end of the meditation. But like as we went back to it, then I got my answer. It feels safe to be alive, like just to be
oof.
Like in bodies, like to exist. It feels safe to.
Oof. Wow. For me, with my little schizoid structure, it's like, oh my God, it feels safe to exist. Wow. Oof. Yes. Love it.
Yeah, that was something that kept coming up because as the structures were freaking out, I felt the intense like fear and so like just the feeling of feeling safe like with these structures freaking out, and it was just it was a nice transition to feel like going from that to feeling safe with ourselves and like the relationship with the with source and ourselves. It's funny because today I'm cleaning up stuff because I'm in the process of moving, and I found a notebook with we had written down like I think like 2 years or something about stuff that happened.
Okay.
And the very first paragraph was exactly like what you said in this call was about, like a relationship to ourselves is like a reflection of our relationship to source.
Yeah.
And vice versa. Mm-hmm. Like that was there, and like I saw it today, and so I was like perfect like synchronicity with the call when you said that. It was really a
how can anyone make that happen, you know? It's incredible. Yeah.
I think I even wrote it down.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Thank you, Julie.
Thank you. It's like right in the heart. Boom! In a good way. In a good way. Yeah. It's the most incredible thing, right? To have be able to expand the light in us enough and hold it enough that we can be holding it no matter what's going on, whether in us or around us. Oof. Then we start knowing with a capital K, you know, like knowing, the divine mind. How it's like, it's all good. It's all good. There's love and light everywhere in this.